Hi, you are listening to The Global Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Szymanski, and today I'm here with a very special guest, Joan of Arc.
Thank you for having me.
So you're known as Joan of Arc, but what is your real name?
Well, my real name is Jeanne d'Arc, but I also have a nickname, which is the Maid of Orleans.
Tell me what your life was like growing up.
Well, I grew up as the daughter of a poor tenant farmer, and I was born in Bar, France.
Did you have any sort of education?
Well, I was not taught to read or write, but my mother instilled a deep love for the Catholic Church and all of its teachings.
Is it true that at age 13, you started to hear voices?
Yes, I did start to hear voices. And I was determined that they were sent by God to me, and it was a mission of overwhelming importance.
Which was to save France by expelling its enemies and install Charles as its rightful king. And at age 16, after your father attempted to arrange a marriage for you, you successfully convinced a local court that you should not be forced to accept the match.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Because I didn't feel that I should be forced to marry somebody who I don't love and who I barely even know.
At the time of your birth, France was embroiled in a long-running war with England, known as the Hundred Year War.
Yes. The dispute over who would be the French Thor. But by the early 15th century, northern France was a lawless frontier of marauder armies.
The humble farm girl turned the tides for the French in the closing years of the Hundred Years' War, and the voices she heard would lead France to victory, and this made her one of the most celebrated figures of the late medieval history. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Joan of Arc, so much for coming out today.
Thank you so much for having me, and to me, it is truly an honor to be one of the most celebrated figures of the late medieval century, because knowing that people listen to my story, it really is an honor to me, and I thank you.
All right, everyone, that was the Global Podcast. I hope you enjoyed.
Goodbye.